Aloha. Here we are on the other side getting ready to learn some specific techniques for using your psychic skills. Now we're going to use, in order to do this, rather than give you a lot of scattered kinds of things, we're going to use one basic technique. And we're going to apply this to all the psychic skills that we want to develop. It's an easy way to focus. It's an easy way to remember what to do. And I can tell you, out of many, many years of experience, this is the basic technique that I use most. It's one of the very, very first I ever learned, and trained by my father, first of all, and still used it when I was working with my Hawaiian auntie and my Hawaiian uncle and my African mentor. This was still a very, very basic technique, and it's the one I still use as the basis for everything. So I want to share it with you. Some of you may be familiar with it already, but we call it La'akea, and has various kinds of forms. Some of you may know one of its variations as the white light, and I do want to talk about that for a few moments, because we're working on the first aspect of these techniques, which is called be aware. So I want you to be aware of this process and its variations and ramifications. The white light is often taught as a means of protection, of psychic protection. And so it is thought of usually as imagining a white light around you, or it might be beaming from heaven or emanating from your being or something like this. And it's usually you surround yourself with the white light. And it is a good technique. It's a great technique if you're doing it like you would put on an umbrella, so that you're doing it for convenience and you're doing it for the good purpose it serves. But if you're doing it out of fear, then it doesn't work so well. Then it can even have its opposite effect and begin attracting the very thing that you're afraid of. So how you using the white light as protection also kind of tends to separate you from the world and makes you look at the world in a kind of a fearful way. It's not inevitable, but it can have that effect if you have a lot of fear to begin with. So while it's a variation with good uses, I'd like to take you beyond that. And beyond that is the La'akea. Now we use some other terms for it. Sometimes we call it love light, although I want to emphasize that it does not have to be imagined as a light. Some people don't do that very well. It can be imagined as a feeling or imagined as a sound. Either way you do it. But it is like, we also call it sometimes the power field, and sometimes simply your energy or your spirit. You can take your pick as to what you want to call it. I'll probably call it several things as we go along. But your energy field, power field, La'akea. And La'akea, by the way, is spelled, if you like this, L-A-apostrophe-A. And the second word is K-E-A, La'akea. Now, this field of energy, we assume that it surrounds you, that it's there. Now, actually, you do have a field of energy around you. It's actually measurable in a number of different ways. But we're going to assume that this is your psychic field, that this is the field of psychic energy that naturally surrounds you. And so we're going to work with ways of strengthening it and doing all kinds of other things with it so that you can operate all of your psychic abilities and skills with this field. This field then becomes something like a primary tool or technique, whatever you prefer to call it, that you use for influencing and for receiving influence or information or knowledge. So this is the basic one. Now, a simple way to begin, I'm going to give you another technique to help to develop it and strengthen it. You begin by imagining that it's there. Simply imagine it, that it's around you. You can imagine it as light. You can imagine it as sound. You can imagine it as a feeling sensation, perhaps a tingling or a warmth or a coolness, whatever you prefer. But the most important thing is to imagine that it actually exists around you. Don't have to have any particular sense. You can also just imagine that you know it's there. And as you're imagining it's there, what you want to do, a first kind of process that we'll do, is to kind of strengthen it. We're going to do this with a particular breathing process that we call Pico Pico, which means center to center. That's very simple. Just kind of follow along. Some of you may even know it already. You can do this walking or standing or sitting or driving, eyes open or closed, at any time, lying down. It doesn't matter what position or shape that you're in, because here's the simple process. What you do for the purpose of energizing or strengthening this field is when you inhale, you put your attention on the crown of your head. When you exhale, you put your attention on your navel. Now, you're kind of doing three things at once here. You are breathing, you are moving your attention, and you're maintaining your awareness at some part of you, is maintaining awareness of your field, of the lakea around you. And it might take a little practice to do that, but the practice is worth it. So as you breathe, you're not breathing in through your crown, and you're not breathing out through your navel, or anything wrong with that. If you like that, fine. Just the breathing, just all you're doing, however, all you have to do is move your attention from your crown, top of your head, and move your attention to your navel as you breathe. And this will charge up your field. I'll give you all kinds of technical explanations and reasons why, one of them being simply that it's bringing you more and more into the present moment where your real power is, but we don't have to have all of that. Just make the assumption, allow yourself to have that assumption, that your energy field is getting stronger as you breathe in this way, in this Pico Pico fashion. And so it's a good practice to start off with any kind of psychic work that you want to do. You breathe and strengthen your field. This all by itself will have positive benefits and effects of many kinds, including making you less susceptible to the energy influences around you without having to put up a shield of protection. But it'll also help to make you more aware of your surroundings, if that's what you want. It'll help to relax your body, energize your brain, do all kinds of great stuff. But it's kind of like a first step for being aware and being able to use this La'akea, energy field, power field, more strongly, you know, more effectively. Now, the second technique is called Be Free. And what we mean here is to, it comes from the idea that there are no limits, but here in terms of your field, you want to realize that there's all kinds of wonderful, incredible, fantastic things that you can do with it. Don't just think of it as a static field around you. Because some of the things that you can do with this field, you can broadcast it out, you can expand it, you can condense it, contract it. You can use it to repulse, you can use it to attract. You can beam it. You can take a portion of this energy field around you and do a narrow, tight beam. Sometimes, like you can think of radio or television, sometimes they do that. They take a signal, and they can broadcast it out generally to all directions, or they can do a tight beam in one particular direction. You can do that with your field, too. You can shape your field into any shape that you choose. You can shape it around you in any form that you want. You can turn it into a pyramid. You can make it into a box. You can make it into a tree. You can also, in terms of shaping it, you can split part of it off from you. You don't lose anything. It's just like you've created what we call a thought form out of the energy of your field. And it's almost like a kind of a, when a cell gives birth and splits off, it doesn't make the original cell any smaller, okay, or any less. So you can split off a thought form, and that thought form can have any shape that you want it to have. It can be a warm, fuzzy little ball. It can look like an animal. It can be a house. It can be any kind of shape that you want, and use it with this splitting off, okay, effect. You can send off part of your light as a globe of energy and surround a car or a house or a person with it. And this is a good kind of a thing to do. We'll talk with more specifics a little bit later, but if you are worried or concerned about somebody, then send off some of your energy and let it form. Think of protection if that's the only thing that you can think of, but you can also think of strength and power around that person and in and through and with that person, right? Walking along with them, guiding them, taking care of them, or simply being adding to their energy and being a field around them that keeps anything from happening to them, okay? But not out of fear, out of love, because you love them. Now, you can also send out beams if you like. Let's say that you want to get some information about a particular place. We'll have some other techniques that will help with that too, but you could send a beam to a particular location. Okay, what's happening in this particular place? And it's imagine like you send a spotlight with your energy in that particular place and allow information to come flowing back into your mind along that. I'll give you some more ideas about this a little bit later, but you can turn that spotlight to any place you want, and any time or place, past, present, or future. So you turn on your spotlight and allow, we think of spotlight as sending out energies, but this is a kind of thing that you can imagine brings energy back, brings information back, rather. Okay. And bring it back in the form of words or pictures or feelings. You're sending and receiving, still using the energy or the concept of your La'akea, your love light or power field. So there's all kinds of things that you can do with it, and these are only some suggestions. And so part of the practice of development is to practice expanding it. Now your imagination then is the guideline for doing this, and of course imagination includes words. Remember the whole wiffum. You might move your hands outward with a gesture to expand it. Bring them in with a gesture to contract it. You might say, okay, we'll give you some ways, specific ways to use words, but you might say expand, okay, contract. The words that you use in your mind can also help to focus and direct the way this La'akea works and what it does. Okay, so when I say imagination, I don't just mean images. I also mean any of those four tools of words, images, feelings, and movement. But practice doing this. Practice splitting off thought forms. Walk through your house and put a thought form here. Something I like to do sometimes. If I'm walking in places where there aren't very many plants, why, I like to put off a lot of thought form flowers all over the place. Sometimes like they're growing naturally and sometimes like they're in pots. And I just fill the place with flowers. Makes me feel wonderful and actually has an influence on the other people in the area too. Okay. And so you practice sending out flowers. You practice the beaming for sending or receiving. And just being aware, when you're doing that, when you're sending, you know what you want to send. You're going to send an idea or a thought in words or some kind of imagined scene, like we talked a little bit earlier about the calm lake. You can send somebody an image of a calm lake. And what all you do is imagine that your energy is beaming a spotlight onto that person while you think of a calm lake. You don't actually have to imagine a lake being, that person being in the lake. You don't have to do that. You hold your attention on them with your beam, and then you think of a calm lake. So it's like you're holding two kinds of attention at once. Again, this takes a little practice, but really effective. And especially if you can get the feeling of calmness while you're holding that beam where you want it to be, person on a person, place, or thing. Okay. then that whole feeling, image, message is what gets transmitted. And of course, the other way is to practice receiving. And you can do that by expanding your field in a particular area and picking up general impressions. Or you can tighten that down to a narrow beam and pick a particular person, a very particular location, or a very particular thing, and allow yourself to receive impressions. Now, receiving impressions simply means letting yourself be aware of whatever comes into your mind and your feelings and your sensations while your attention is focused. So let's talk about attention right now. Because the third technique here is to be focused. And the way we're going to use this as a means of developing your psychic skills, again, with the help of your field, is to treat your field as if it were something alive and working for you and giving it directions. In other words, you're going to tell it what to do. Now, you could tell it what to do in form of sentences and long-winded directions if you want to. Okay, field, I want you to expand right now, reach every corner of the room, and get into every nook and cranny, and have a nice positive influence over there, okay, and that's great. Fill up that corner a little bit more. You can do it very specifically if that's the way you prefer to relate to it, or you can use a combination of imagery and words and build up a kind of a sense of keywords and key images that are real specific, and you just give the direction and it happens. Now, you use your imagination to guide it, and after a while it gets kind of automatic. So here's some concepts, here's some ideas of ways to do that. You imagine your field around you. Now, you also imagine then that the field, again, you can change this to sound if you prefer sounds, make your own equivalents here, or particular sensations if you want to, but I'm going to use color. You imagine that it's white or clear, or maybe like a cloud if you like, or rainbow colored, okay, with all the colors of the rainbow. And you imagine the field is that colored, and then you tell it, all right, enlighten is one thing. Now, enlighten, this could be when you want to receive information. You can say, all right, enlighten. Expand the field with your imagination, put it all kinds of rainbow colors, tell it to enlighten, and then open your mind, your awareness, and whatever comes into your mind in that moment while you are focused in that way is significant. Pay attention to it. Doesn't matter how silly or crazy it comes, a lot of the stuff will come in symbolic form. You must be aware of that. It doesn't always come in realistic form. Symbolic sometimes means fantasy form. So that if you're picking up, let's say, some anger that was left over from somebody who was in the room before you, and what you get is a picture of an angry dog, that doesn't mean necessarily that it was an angry dog that was in the room. That's just your own subconscious mind's way of translating the anger into a picture that will make an impression on you. So you may get all kinds of symbolic impressions about a place. So that's one way. Or it could be for inspiration, and if you like, you can imagine a tight beam of your field going up to heaven and say, all right, enlighten, or inspire. You can use variations on any of these words that you choose. Or you might use it, a beautiful way to use it, is to expand the light in a particular place where you're at, or beam that light to a particular person, place, or thing, and say, harmonize. And it's rainbow, you know, the energy is rainbow colored or white. And you just tell it to harmonize. You can harmonize between two people by connecting them with a rainbow. You can harmonize between yourself and another person, place, or thing. Or you can harmonize by broadcasting all around you as if the field is expanding outward in all directions. Or you can split off a thought form and tell it to go harmonize something. All kinds of ways. The next one, very brief, I'm going to have to go through these a little more quickly than I'd like so we can get them all on the tape, but you can practice them on your own. This one is when you use red or pink, which is a very good healing color, and you use the It's good for friendship and making connections between places and clearing out blocks, and so we'll use the term clear. Spread out the pink. Sometimes we used to say pink light it when there was stuff that needed to be, you know, when there were limitations and blocks being set up between people or in a particular place. All right, clear. And you have this pink light going out all over the place or in a beam. Or you say connect. Now, see, you can use this to get a sense of being connected with anything, and again, use this as a way to receive information. So you send out your beam or your cord, something to some place, and you say, okay, connect, and let that information come in. So I'm going to run through these a little more quickly here. You can use orange or peach, and use the words focus or charge. Now, focus could be simply a way to focus energy or attention on a particular place, and charge would be for charging it up, giving it more energy. For yellow, you can use center or ground. This is really good when you feel out of sorts or out of whack or loose or somebody else does, and you just think of yellow around you and use those words, keywords, center, ground, whichever one you like, to give you a sense of getting back into balance. For green, you can use the words bless or heal. Now, bless here simply means increase the good. And heal, of course, means just what that says. Green's a very good color to use for that, especially along with this keyword. For blue, you can use the words empower or strengthen. It's usually when you want to build up confidence, okay? And strengthen in that, say, build, you know, strengthen skills or something like that. Blue's a good color to use along with that. Violet, you might use create or assist when you want to create an event or create a circumstance or create something new. And assist would be when you wanted to help somebody or something in a particular way. And you give a command to your light, to your energy field to do that. Again, either as a whole field of your own or as a split-off thought form. You can also, if you want, use black and say absorb. Let's say there's a lot of negativity in a person or a place or a thing, and you can use black to absorb all of that and take it away. And you can use gray as a good one to use if you want to do neutralize. And to neutralize negativity, that's a very good one. You could use the white or the rainbow for that, but gray is another good one to use. Okay? So there's some ideas on how, again, how to give directions to your lakea. Increase the focus. We'll move on to the next technique, which is be here. And what you want to do here with this technique is you want to charge yourself and your environment with breath and with thought. Now, we did the Pico Pico to begin with and to kind of energize your field, and that's a good one. But here you're going to do that even more strongly. Okay? You want to, you can use other things as well. Let's say, for instance, that you have a crystal. So what you do is you do your breathing real, real deep, do a little pico pico to begin with, and then you do your breathing and imagine your deep breathing. You can stop the pico pico and imagine your deep breathing, and imagine that the crystal is now, while you're focused on it, the crystal is energizing your field. Now, you can even imagine a crystal, and it will have the same effect. But a physical crystal is really helpful. Or you can walk down, if you want to be here and now and energize and strengthen your here-ness and now-ness and your energy and influence and charisma, you can be with a group of people, expand your field to surround them and include them, and as you do deep breathing, imagine that their energy is increasing your energy. That's in the receiving mode. Or you can do it the other way around. Imagine that your energy is increasing their energy. But this gets you right in the here and now. You can do this with trees, with plants, with animals, with motors and engines, and even computers. You can get energized from a computer rather than depleted. Okay? So this is how you be here now and use your breath and your thought of the field. You can beam it in a particular place that is energy. Let's say it's across the room and there's some kind of a power object, a pyramid or some other thing over there, and beam a tight beam to that, and you could even say, energize. And it could either charge the thing from you to it, or charge you from it, whichever one is the one that you want. Now, we move to the next one, which is be loving. This is real simple. Not a lot to do here, except because we talked about loving before, but use this power. Use these psychic abilities that we're talking about, and use them for healing minds and bodies and conditions. When you think about them in a healing mode, when you think about benefiting other people and places and things. One thing I like to do as a way of doing this is, first of all, I charge up, and then I build in my field, let's say, a strong image of some beautiful portion of Kauai. Waterfalls and lush tropical greenery and things like that. And then I turn that into a thought form and I project it over to Saudi Arabia, as an example. And I'll put it down there and I'll continue breathing and charging it, only now that lushness, that peace, that beauty is now in Saudi Arabia, having its peaceful, calming, beautifully loving, healing effect there, well, as long as I'm focusing on it. And of course that effect will keep going even when I stop focusing because of its influence on the people who are there, as well as the animals and the location. That's an example of doing something in a loving way and having a healing effect, which you can use on anybody and anything, even organizations, as well as people, places, and things. But remember respect, and remember to focus on the benefits, because you try to get into forcing and controlling and making things be the way that you want to be. If the receiver, whoever's on the receiving end, or whatever's on the receiving end, doesn't perceive that as a benefit, you're going to be having blank wall, virtually no effect, or not the effect that you want. Now we say, be sure. Build self-confidence, authority, and trust. They say, what's this got to do? You know, this is great for anything else I want to do, but with psychic skills? Absolutely. You know the difference between a professional psychic and an amateur or somebody just starting out? The professional psychic trusts what they get. And they trust that what they're sending out will have an effect. And that's the only difference. It's that sense of confidence. Now, the sooner you can start out with confidence, the greater effect that you're going to have. So in everything that you're doing and sending and receiving, build your confidence, build your trust that what you're getting is accurate, even though you may or may not be able to understand it for a while. Assume it's accurate. And build your trust that what you are sending out is having a positive influence, which you may or may not ever be able to see or get any feedback from. Now, the last thing I want to tell you about is be creative. Here's a real specific tool. We're going to squeeze it in fast here. We're going to try six circles. This is really helpful. You can draw these out, or you can imagine them in your mind. The first three circles are for the past, present, and future. This is real good both for projecting and receiving. But you set up these circles. And if you separate them in this way, it's going to make it the work a lot easier for your subconscious and your conscious mind to be able to get information and send information. So you have one circle representing the past, and you tell your field to give you whatever information about the past you want and put it in that circle. Whatever information you want about the present, put it in the present circle. Whatever information you want about the future, put it in the future circle. Now, this information can come in the form of words or images, and sometimes feelings. But that's where you tell your La'akea to give you the information or to send out the information. You can put people and places in there that you want to send things to, or use them as a focus. But if you keep it within the circle, then you're going to do a lot better with it. And then the other three are for people and places and things. Okay? So past, present, and future, and people, places, and things. using it in the same kind of a way. Telling your La'akea, your power field, your love light, to give you the information in those circles about these things, and to send whatever it is you want to send toward those things. This is the way. Use it well. Aloha.